Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Al Cintron, the fan. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Please behind the glass. Well, even on a night when the Knicks don't play, the Knicks win. Well, why is that, D-O-Al? Well, because the Cavaliers in Cleveland, at home, pretty much a must-win game or else you'll be down 3-1, handled their scandal against the Detroit Pistons, who, by the way, can't win on the road. Disappear. Their superstar comes up small. Horrendous game. Oh, and their center, who's looking for a max contract. Ah! Small again. And the Cavaliers behind Donovan Mitchell's historic half of basketball, tying a record. 39 points scored in a half. Beat the Detroit Pistons 112-103. And now that series is tied at two. So how did the Knicks win? Well, they didn't play. Well, because regardless of what happens now, if whatever team closes out in six, then they get one day off and they'll play the Knicks on Sunday. If it goes seven, they'll get one day off and play the Knicks on Tuesday. The Knicks will have plenty of rest while their opponent, again, gets little rest. And I find it funny. If you listen to the talking heads, the schmucks, as I like to call them, who are quick to stick their chest out when they're right, but when they're wrong, nowhere to be found, and they double down on being wrong. There's a lot of you out there. Trust me, I wouldn't name names, but there's too many of you. We'll be here like an Oscar speech all night. When it's the Knicks, it's, well, this team didn't get enough rest. You know, they came back 3-1, had to play right away, you know, banged up. But before the series with the Sixers, a lot of you schmucks, and that's the key word, were picking the Sixers to win. And there's a montage of you schmucks doing this. You know who you are. Picking the Sixers in six. Saying the Knicks don't have anybody to defend Tyrese Maxey. Saying that Joel Embiid is going to be a problem for the Knicks. And now all of a sudden, those same people are picking the Pistons, even the Cavs, to beat the Knicks. Man, the Knick hate is real. And I love it. There's no drama around the Knicks. You got the Giannis drama, which came out yesterday, how they're either going to sign him up long-term or he's going to get traded. There's now the sweep drama because LeBron just got swept out by OKC. And I'll get to OKC in a second, too. You've got Wemby drama throwing elbows everywhere. People want him to be suspended. His track record doesn't show he's a dirty player. So he didn't get suspended for a big game five, Timberwolves, and the Spurs locked up at two. You've got Kevin Durant drama in Houston. There's drama all around the NBA. You got the Indiana Pacers drama with one of the worst trades in NBA history. They tanked for no reason. You got the Nets. Their lottery pick. Six after tanking for two seasons. Their drama. And then the team who's had so much drama for years has none. Is sitting back, resting, waiting for who they're going to play. Knicks fans, this is a breath of fresh air. There's usually drama with the owner, with the GM, with the coach, with the players. We're used to that. Not this time. We had some drama this season. Karl Anthony Towns not knowing his role. You know, coming up small here and there, stupid fouls. Is there a connection? Is there a chemistry issue with this team? We had the drama. But now in the playoffs on the biggest stage, there's no drama. And all the marquee names around the league, there's drama. You got the Celtics drama, Jaylen Brown. Does he want to be in Boston? Does he want to get traded? Boston fans turning on Jason Tatum. More drama with the Sixers as well. Joel Embiid, will he be there? It's a success getting swept out. selfishly saying it's a success for him. Should have kept his mouth shut. But it's not our drama. We have no drama, Knicks fans. The biggest issue is, will OG be ready game one? And Ian Begley confirmed, barring any setbacks, he will be. And I didn't have any concerns. The New York Knicks are clicking on all cylinders, a seven-game winning streak, shooting at a historic pace, and you got people saying, well, can they keep this up, or they can't keep this up. Why not? Why can't they keep this up? It's not like they did it for a game or two. They've been doing it for seven straight wins. You said they couldn't do it three games, four games, five games, six games, and now you idiots saying they can't do it again after seven games. The Knick hate is real. And I love it. Because for once, instead of us being laughed at, we can laugh at everyone else around the league. And their drama. And their stupidity. And their horrible takes. And their picks being wrong. And the doubt against the Knicks continues. Again, Knick fans, embrace this. Love it. Relish in it. We've had our share of drama for years, decades. 17-win seasons. Horrible coach after 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 horrible coach. GM. Coach GM. Caught up in harassment cases. Our quote-unquote star player's brother causing drama, so we ship him out of here. Porzingis. It's a lot. And there was a reason for people to laugh at the Knicks. And now, people are grasping and reaching for anything because they're in denial about the New York Knicks. They're not used to this. Now, I'm at an age where I was used to this. And I took it for granted, the 90s Knicks. I took it for granted, Patrick Ewing. Playoffs. Oh, we'll be there next year. Oh, we'll be a championship contender next year. And then it disappeared for a little bit. And then we had a blip of it with Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire. And then it went down the you-know-what. Flushed right down the toilet. And then bad basketball after bad basketball. Bad roster after bad roster. And people laughed at the Knicks. And us diehard fans had to take it. We try to defend it because that's what we do as fans. But looking back, we were stupid. They sucked. They were terrible. Awful. But the ticket prices were still high in the NBA. I wasn't dumb enough to buy a ticket. I took free tickets, no doubt about it. Yeah, I'll go see a random Tuesday night game. The Knicks get blown out by 50. Just to be in Madison Square Garden. But I listen to all of these people on TV that get paid millions of dollars. Flip-flopping. In denial. Reaching. Hating. How can you hate on the Knicks? They're the best team in basketball right now. They're the best story in basketball. They're the hottest team in basketball. The hottest story in basketball. And it's funny. When it comes to the Knicks, here's the funny thing with the Knicks. Who have they played? They didn't play any real teams. They haven't played the Hawks. I mean, they played the Hawks. They played the Sixers. They haven't played anybody real. But OKC, let's get our knee pads on for OKC. Who have they played? The Phoenix Suns? A playing team? And then a Lucas, an AARP LeBron? And Austin Reeves was injured that series too? Oh, but let's go crazy because they're the defending champs. OKC. Let's go crazy for them. But the Knicks go out there and drop the hammer after being down 2-1 with those same people doubting the team. Now, they can't do this. They can't keep this up. The hate is real. And I love it. Because when it's all said and done, whether it's the Cavs or the Pistons, the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. You know the hate is real? You know how I know the hate is real? Because here's one stat that if this was Jalen Brunson, and it was, all hell was breaking loose with Jalen Brunson. He's not the man. They can't win a championship with him. Oh, but Cade Cunningham, Detroit Pistons, he's a star. He's a stud. They can win a championship with him. Hey, but here's his two games, his last two games. Game three, 10 for 27, 8 turnovers. Loss. Last night, 5 for 14, 4 turnovers, 1 for 6 in the second half. 15 for 42 in his last two games, shooting 35%. And they lost. Jalen Brunson has a bad quarter. They can't win a championship with him. Jalen Brunson has a bad game. They can win a championship with him. Jalen Brunson has taken his team to back-to-back conference finals. But Kay Cunningham hasn't sniffed the conference finals. And he gets all the praise. But these two bad games, let's see. Let's see if the same energy is there for Kay Cunningham like it's been for Jalen Brunson. Let's see in the morning when all these talking heads, the cameras go on, if the same energy is there. Or will they make excuses for Kay Cunningham? Will they make excuses for the Detroit Pistons? Because they want so bad for this guy to be the next guy when Jalen Brunson has been there and done that. The New York Knicks hate is real. Kay Cunningham, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 5 turnovers, 7 for 16 from the field last night. There's a word for that. It's my favorite word to use. Suck! And Jalen Duran, who everybody loved in the regular season, has disappeared in the playoffs as well. If that was Karl-Anthony Towns, he'd be getting destroyed. How does your big man get 2 rebounds in a playoff game? 2! And does nothing. Doesn't contribute any other way. Because I know people are going to say, well, Karl-Anthony Towns only had 4 rebounds. Yeah, they won by 30 against the Sixers. And he had 10 assists. Jalen Duran's numbers last night, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 assists, 4 turnovers, 5 fouls. The Detroit Pistons are floundering. Now, Caris LeVert off the bench, he finally woke up this playoff series for the Pistons, 24 points in a losing effort. And James Harden finally decided to show up. Even though he went 5 for 14, but he had a double-double. 24 points, 11 assists. He finally showed up. But we know that's going to, James Harden's going to disappear. The question is, can the Cavs take out the Detroit Pistons and the Knicks get home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals? What excuses are going to make then? What excuses? Why can't anybody just give credit where credit is due? Why does it always have to go to the hate or to the negative? Why? Jalen Brunson has been cooking for years as a New York Knick. So much so that when Luka Doncic was asked about him, did you know Jalen Brunson was going to beat us? He said yes. And he said, how'd you know? When Luka was hurt and Brunson cooked the Suns and put up a 40 burger. Luka believed in Jalen Brunson. Didn't want him gone. Luka was pissed about that. They didn't let Jalen Brunson walk out the door. But yet, the media, and I'm the media, but I'm not one of these dum-dums. They go out there and, Cade Cunningham, put the crown on him. Cade Cunningham is the man. Cade Cunningham is better than Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, pound for pound, is better than Cade Cunningham. And he's taking his team further, back-to-back years. And if Cade Cunningham has a bad game for the Pistons, they got no shot to win. In a regular season, you can get away with it. In a playoffs versus an experienced team, that's not going to fly. And that's why, as everybody's been pumping up the Pistons, there's always that one team, like I've been mentioning, that goes all out in a regular season. Always the one team. And then come playoff time, they're gassed. Last year was the Cavs. They went all out. This year was the Pistons. And if you look at the Pistons roster, yeah, they got some tough guys. They got some players. But I don't fear the Pistons in a seven-game series. I don't. Because of what I'm seeing from my Knicks team, from the New York Knicks right now, doing what they're doing, smashing their opponents. Orlando was up 3-1, and then they lost Franz Wagner for the series. If that doesn't happen, Orlando wins that series. But it happened. Good for the Pistons. They caught a break. You need luck. You need to catch breaks. They got one. And now they're struggling with the Cavs now. They shut Donovan Mitchell down in the first half. And then he went nuts in the second half. Nuts. 39 points is bonkers. Tied an NBA record. And now that series is tied at 2. And again, the New York Knicks won last night without playing a game. Why? Because whenever that series wraps up, that opponent, whether it's the Cavs or the Pistons, is only going to get one day rest while the Knicks are sipping pina coladas and margaritas waiting on their opponent. Resting up.